For 27 years, I have been filing every homily I've ever formulated. And in German-Russian fashion, I can find anyone at any time, even if I'm moving. I like to look back and think, when we have a gospel, what did I preach on it? Why did I preach on it? It's kind of a reflective journal for me. So, today is the 13th Sunday of Ordinary Time, Cycle A. I pull the file with 8 homilies in it. And the last homily is when we welcomed Father Dosh to St. Wenceslas. It was his first year as a priest, his first year here. It was my 6th year here. And now we're here. That's a lot of years. We're here to say goodbye. On his 3rd year here and my 9th year here. On this 13th Sunday of Ordinary Time. 3 years ago, when we welcomed him, I spoke about the book by the late Monsignor Gerald Walsh, whom I love. His book entitled, God Still Calls. And I spoke about the gift we have in the Diocese of Bismarck. We have a gift here in our Catholic faith and in all the vocations we have. And if you don't think so, travel around the country. We have a culture here where men not only hear that call, but they can begin to understand it so they can respond to it. God still calls all over. And now Father Dosh's main job will be to help these young men understand what's happening when they think they're being called and to give them the courage and the discernment of the church so that they can respond to it. God still calls. Look behind me. Isaiah Gillick pops up. God still calls. Nick Vetter was around, but he popped up at St. Wenceslas because God still calls. Pray for our seminarians. Or as I like to say, pray for my replacement. Off the script, when I introduced Father Dosh, I also made mention that he's taller than Tom Brady. And wouldn't you know it, in 2020, they're both moving. But seriously, I said to Father Dosh, as we welcomed him here, that this is his first regular altar where he will offer the Mass. And it's a beautiful one. And I said that if we feel moved during Christmas time, before the Christmas nativity scene, where we think about the symbolic birth and presence of Jesus Christ in the world, what must we feel before the altar as priests? Where before our poor hands, Christ makes his sacrifice truly present again and again. But I make mention of this homily because I want to quote Father Pete Kramer, my first pastor here, and I want to end with his sentiments in this portion of my last homily here. 3 years ago, I quoted a bulletin article that he wrote now 27 years ago, okay? My mother found it. I file the homilies, she files the bulletin articles. He wrote to me, "We want you to know, Father Schumacher, that you have come to the most faithful people and the most wonderful parish in Dickinson. And I said to Father Dosh, I send you that same sentiment. And that sentiment sums it up now. As Father Dosh and I are here to thank you for your faithfulness to Jesus, your faithfulness to Jesus has been impressed on us. And we want to thank you for being so wonderful to us. As we leave, we must all remember that we are living God's will. And you, too, are living God's will when you get a new priest or new priests. We need to be reminded on a Sunday like this that change is the only constant in life. Change is necessary constantly because we can't live God's will without change. Think of what the saints have said to prepare us for change. I think of John Henry Cardinal Newman, now a saint. I think of what he said, and I think of what I memorized for extra credit in 1990. He said this, "In the next world, it is otherwise. But in this world, to live means to change, and to be perfect means to have changed often. To be perfect means to have changed often." We have to continually portray ourselves as agents of change. As St. Augustine said, he who remains, he who does not advance, he who cannot change, will go backwards. The gospel we just heard, Matthew chapter 10, is my last gospel here. And it's Father Dosh's first and last gospel at St. Wenceslaus. You got to give another look to Matthew chapter 10, Father, it follows you. In this gospel, we heard about the cost of discipleship. The conditions may seem tough. In today's gospel, Matthew avoids the word hate in relation to his father, mother, son, or daughter, as Luke uses that word. But the cost is the same. The message of today's gospel is that we are to focus on Jesus Christ without as many obstacles as possible. And the many times of our lives of focusing on our Lord will lead us to the cross, and we must accept it. And that's what we do here. And that's what priests give their lives for. To celebrate the Mass, to preach the Word, to bring the Word made present, so that we can be faithful disciples and know the cost of following Jesus. I want you all to know that as we live our lives, you will never regret the prayers you've prayed at Mass. You'll never regret it. And all these prayers, all our worship, becomes more meaningful to us as we get older. And I want you to remember that when you take up your cross, not if, but when you do, there will be enough grace because of your faithfulness to our Lord. But today, we feel the cost of discipleship in change because it's inevitable. Change is inevitable. How we respond to it is optional. When I was newly ordained, when I was young like these guys, I heard it said, and I believe it now, after my 27 years of observation. I heard it said that it's never good for the people for a priest to be in a parish too long. It's never good for you, the people, for a priest to be in a parish too long. What's too long? I don't know, 10 years, 12 years? And you may think that you want us to stay because it's hard for all of us. But I'm here to tell you that it's God's will that we leave. And above all, we're called to live God's will. My dear people, the change we are all about to endure will keep us faithful to Jesus Christ. And the change we are all about to endure will enable you to be wonderful to Father Shea. Amen.
Thank you for remaining here with us after the holy sacrifice of the Mass for this virtual farewell for Monsignor Schumacher and Father Dosh. I'm seminarian Nicholas Vetter, and as many of you know, I've been here at St. Wendt's since Holy Thursday, and it has been my great pleasure to be assigned here with both Monsignor Schumacher and Father Dosh. In a few moments, we'll hear from both of them, but first I would like to welcome Dr. Marvin Eberts to say a few words. Dr. Eberts grew up in Dickinson, and after returning to the area, he and his wife, Dr. Melissa Eberts, joined the parish of St. Wenceslaus with their young and growing family. Dr. Eberts.
Thank you, Nick. Well, first I'd like to extend a heartfelt thanks to this parish. As Monsignor Schumacher said, it is a great parish and faith-filled people. I feel like we are a terrific flock, and that is clearly a reflection of the shepherds that the bishop has given us. So I'd first like to say a little bit about Father Dosh. There you guys are. So I was expecting you in the front. Father Dosh, I just want to say thank you for all that you've done with the high school students and the youth. I am overjoyed to hear about your new position because I can only imagine the consolation or the desolation that some of these men will have following this call, the confusion, and to be welcomed to someone like you. I can only imagine that if there was a tall, handsome, masculine version of Mary, that you are going to be that welcoming individual to welcome them in and to guide them. Guide them in their discernment process, and I don't know who could be a better fit for that. So I pray that God gives you all the grace you need to counsel these young men and to keep giving us these wonderful shepherds such as you guys. Monsignor Schumacher, you're phenomenal. That's really, truly from the bottom of my heart. When it's funny that your homily today, you talked about being German-Russian, right? And the discipline that you have. I can't think of another priest that embodies, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You truly are that anchor of hope for us in this Catholic faith, and not only this parish, but in this diocese. It's your conviction, your perseverance, your fortitude that led us through not only this beautiful renovation, but also rebuilding a school. So this culture that you referenced is a direct reflection of the light of the priests that shine in it. So thank you. And I hope that your next assignment, that cross might not be such a heavy wood. Maybe it be teak or pine instead of a heavy oak cross, and you don't have to build another school. Thank you.
Now I would like to invite Mrs. Nancy Wool to say a few words. Nancy joined the staff of St. Wenceslaus in 2002 under Monsignor Broughton, and having worked at the parish for 18 years as the business manager, she is the senior member of the parish office staff, Nancy Wool.
Yaksimash. Hello, everyone. My name is Nancy Wool. I am the business manager here at St. Wenceslaus Church. With my Czech heritage, I am proud to be a part of this Bohemian ancestry-based parish. On July 1st, 2011, Father Patrick Schumacher came to join our parish family here at St. Wenceslaus Church as the 20th pastor. With my Czech heritage, later that year in November, he was appointed a Monsignor. And in 2013, Monsignor Schumacher, along with contractors, architects, started looking different possibilities of what the church could look like for a brighter and more welcoming place to worship. A plan was put in place, and on March 3rd of 2014, demolition began. The project was completed in the beginning of January 2015. The rededication mass was held on January 17th of 2015, which is a really good day because that's my birthday, by Bishop David Kagan, the Diocese of Bismarck. With the new renovation of the church, it has rekindled the spirit in the parishioners here of St. Wenceslaus, and our parish continues to grow. During Monsignor Schumacher's tenure here, he has implemented the use of technology such as our website, online giving, Facebook, my parish app, and due to the current pandemic, the Mass now is live streamed. Father Jordan Dosh joined us right after he was ordained on May 31st of 2017. He's the parochial vicar here, and he has been a chaplain at Trinity High School. He has so much respect and kindness towards everyone. When he walks into a room, everyone's face are enlightened. Father Dosh has made such an impact on the youth, and I know you will do great in your new role. Thank you, Father Dosh and Monsignor Schumacher, for the good leadership and for all you have done for the parish families here at St. Wenceslaus and the Trinity Catholic School System. You will be missed, and you will always keep you in our prayers. Good luck on your new assignments. St. Wenceslaus has been so blessed with so many wonderful priests. I have been blessed to just work with a few of them as pastors: Monsignor Jim Broughton, Monsignor Patrick Schumacher, and parochial vicars Father Chris Cattermas, Father Basil Atwell, Father Craig Holkalter, Father Tom Grafsgaard, and Father Jordan Dosh. They have all gave us God's will and grace here at St. Wenceslaus. Thank you for everyone for supporting St. Wenceslaus in the past and during these hard times through this COVID-19 pandemic. We couldn't have made it without you, without your financial support, and we look forward to your continued support in the future. Thank you.
And now we have Father Dosh, followed by Monsignor Schumacher, and they will share their final thoughts as we say farewell and pray God's blessing upon them. Again, thank you for joining us, Father Dosh.
It's about 5 years ago, 2 years before I was ordained, I was able to take a trip to Prague, to the city where St. Wenceslaus is buried. And he's buried up on this hilltop in this amazing cathedral. To be quite honest, he wasn't the reason that I went to Prague. Prague is a very beautiful city in itself. But we knew that he was buried there, so myself and a couple other of my friends wanted to go to Mass there and pray there. And I never thought I'd have a devotion to St. Wenceslaus. Didn't know too much about him. I knew he was a king. I knew he was martyred. And he has a big, strong Czech heritage. Little did I know, in just 2 years, I'd be assigned to St. Wenceslas, the only church in our diocese that has that title. And I never thought that I'd have a devotion to him. When I was sitting in that church praying towards him, I never thought I'd grow in a devotion towards him. I thought he was just, you know, another one of the very incredible saints. But it's true that in the last 3 years, I've really grown in a devotion to St. Wenceslas. Now I have one of his prayer cards in my breviary, which I see every day. And right when I moved here, Monsignor Schumacher gave me a framed picture of St. Wenceslas that will hang in my bedroom now wherever I go. So the idea that St. Wenceslas has become a big devotion to me is really in gratitude to all you guys as well. It's not just the patron saint, it's the community as well. And you guys will always hold a special place in my heart because you guys were my first parish. In that first Mass that Monsignor Schumacher and I had 3 years ago, besides him comparing me to Tom Brady, the thing that I remember is him talking about this altar, that it's going to be the first altar that I celebrate Mass on regularly, right? This is my main parish when I'm here. And it served me well. Please pray for us. I love being a priest. Please pray for vocations. Thank you.
Thank you, Father Dosh. It's been a great joy for me to be with you these last few months, to know you as a brother seminarian, then as a priest, and now as my boss. So thank you for everything. And now, Monsignor Schumacher.
See, I've been crying a lot. And Father Dosh, if you don't cry regularly, it catches up to you. All right? So you gotta cry regularly. And I think it was this Tuesday night, I was just standing out here on the deck, just crying. So saying goodbye is never easy to do. I've been a priest 27 years, 11 years here, 40% of my priesthood is here. I can't wait to meet St. Wenceslas and to thank him for his intercession during my life so far as a priest. We have brought many people into this church to praise, to worship, and to fall in love with the Lord of us and the God of us, Jesus Christ. This worship space is an honor to him, and your faith is a testimony of the life of the resurrection today. Personally, I've been given the honor of the Monsignorship while I'm here, and I have no regrets, and I want to thank all of you, and thanks for coming.
Thank you again for joining us.